Here is the English translation of the text you provided. It appears the text is already in English. Thailand cuts Laos fuel route as Cambodia border conflict deepens. Gold prices hit near two-month high on soft dollar. U.S. inflation, labor data awaited. Oil rises as Venezuelan supply disruptions outweigh surplus concerns. Oil prices gain after weekly slide as traders weigh supply risks. From cloud to agentic AI, how oil and gas is accelerating its digital shift. U.S. says Belarus agreed to stop balloon flyovers into Lithuania. Ukraine's Odessa suffers major blackouts after Russian attack. Will tightening supply send lithium prices soaring next year? U.S. sees tanker near Venezuela just as warrant was set to expire. Court document shows Venezuela-U.S. tensions spike in wake of seized tanker as Nobel winner vows change. KKR & Co. makes rival offer for Mandum at over 2,800 yen per share. Report. Korea Zinc shares soar on report of U.S. smelter deal. EU yields to pressure from automakers as it rethinks 2035 combustion car ban. Taiwan stocks higher at close of trade. Taiwan weighted up 0.62 cent. Google signs solar power deal in Malaysia. Bloomberg reports. Australia stocks lower at close of trade. S&P ASX 200 down 0.72 cent. Samsung, leaker says company to end SATA SSD production amid AI memory pivot. Police to release man detained over Brown University mass shooting. China's CMOC to buy Equinox gold mines in Brazil for over $1 billion. Korea Zinc Board to discuss smelter joint venture plan with U.S. government. Source says, India's wholesale prices fall 0.32% year-on-year in November. China's home prices slide further in November. China industrial production, retail sales miss expectations in November. Bipartisan group of U.S. lawmakers calls for export controls on synthetic DNA sequences. EU agrees to indefinitely freeze Russian assets, removing obstacle to Ukraine loan. Dutch report calls for $176 billion tech spend. Jobless benefit cuts. UK public inflation expectations ticked lower in November, BOE says. Romania's inflation remains elevated in November amid tax hikes. South Africa's 2026 inflation expectations drop after new target. Yen gains ahead of BOJ meeting as investors gird for busy week. Bank of England heads for close vote on likely rate cut. China's economy stalls in November as calls grow for reform. Morning bid. China's property pain sours year-end mood. Analysis. Wild currency swings put emerging markets in the spotlight. Analysis. Old meets new economy. AI boom to supercharge European banks rally. China economic slowdown builds case for more stimulus, ING. China's November industrial output grows 4.8% year-on-year. Retail sales up 1.3%. China's property investment falls 15.9% year-on-year in January-November. Stocks slip as traders reduce exposure ahead of central bank meetings, key data. Whale.io launches Whale NFT collection on Solana, new pre-market phase ahead of TGE. Tether submits proposal to acquire Juventus Football Club's stake. Interactive Brokers now allows funding accounts with stablecoins. Bybit introduces BYUSDT, allowing easy earn assets to function as trading margin while retaining yield. BTCC Exchange wins Best Centralized Exchange Community Choice at BN Crypto 100 Awards 2025. Theramune appoints Jacob Asbury as Chief Financial Officer. Bitcoin price today, on course for weekly gains on Fed outlook. Pakistan grants preliminary approval to Binance and HTX crypto exchanges. India central bank deputy warns stablecoins pose risks to economy. Terraform's Du Quan sentenced to 15 years for crypto fraud. AIG appoints Scott Leaney as regional president for Asia Pacific. Cyneta completes enrollment in phase 2 acute graft versus host disease trial.